Jake Seidel here on the East Holmes School Report, and I am joined today by Darren Blocklinger, the principal at Berlin Elementary. Mr. Blocklinger, thanks for taking some time to talk with us today.
Yes, thanks for having me on. It's good to be with you.
And something we always highlight when we're able to get together and talk about what's happening at Berlin is your leadership program.
Yep, that's one thing that we're very proud of. Last year, we were able to earn Lighthouse status, which means you spend several years following a rubric that they give you and doing leadership the way that it should be done with kids leading it. And things are just really going well, and we're creating hopefully great leaders that move on to Highland and wherever else they end up, and they've learned some leadership skills and can be very productive in our community.
And I know one of the big parts about your leadership program is the leadership night you put on, and I know that happened recently.
Yep, on February the 3rd, we had our fifth leadership night. Students work with me from the beginning of the year. They plan the event, schedule out how things are going to be, and then they lead the event, and it's usually well attended. Parents, family members love to see their kids in charge, and this year we focused around Habit 6, Habit 3, and Habit 1, and kids did various activities with those habits, and then we finished the evening with raffle baskets. We raffled those off, and so it was a great evening watching kids face their fears and do things, get outside the box, and do things that they're not comfortable doing all the time.
In events like that, it's always so important for the kids to have that sense of accomplishment. Are they real proud of the event every year after they get to put it on?
They are. When we first start planning it and it gets close, they're telling me, oh, I'm so scared, I'm going to get sick. And then as the event comes, I'm so excited, I can't wait, this is so great. And then when it's over, I loved it, let's do that again. And so you can just see how it progresses over, you know, getting immersed in all that activity. And I think they are very proud of what they end up accomplishing. They do realize, you know, they'll tell me, boy, it was hard to do that. Our parents, they just talk too much. They won't stop talking. And I say, hey, maybe you should talk to your teachers. Maybe you talk too much in class. And so they learn a great deal, and I'm very proud of them.
On another activity you have coming up with your leadership program is Community Days.
We do. Community Days, we have that four times a year. We have had in the last 3 years we've done this, we've had Weaver Leather, we've had the Holmes County Library, Holmes County Center for the Arts, Ohio State Extension, Bickel Concrete, Gugusberg Cheese, Triple Nickel Honor Guard, the Holmes County Sheriff K-9 Unit, all kinds of local businesses. We either go to them or they come to us, and they share with our students about their business and the leadership that it takes to be in those jobs. And so we will have our next leadership on February 23rd. So we're looking forward to that.
And a great thing about bringing some of these local businesses in is it not only shows the kids these leadership qualities, but they're able to learn about some of the careers that are available in Holmes County.
That's correct. Yeah, we want our students to be able to connect with our community leaders, the opportunities that we have in this county, and to, you know, show the great things, the businesses, to give kids something to think about as they get older. Some go to college, some go right into a job, and they kind of have an idea of some of the great things that are out there that maybe they're interested in. And the companies, the leaders that they send to us have done a magnificent job promoting their business leadership skills and doing great things with our kids.
Well, as we're starting to get closer towards that three quarters of the year, school year being finished, I know you've got some other events coming up, including one for the sixth graders.
Yes, we every year, Mr. Hostetler, our gym teacher, has a volleyball tournament with sixth graders from Berlin, Winesburg, and Walnut Creek. They practice, they have teams set up, and then I believe this year it's March the 4th. They go out to Highland, they have a volleyball tournament out there, and we match this up with these kids will be transitioning to Highland next year, so they'll meet with a Highland counselor, they'll get a tour of the building from the leadership team out there or the National Honor Society, and it'll just be a full day, about 9 o'clock to 1:30, of volleyball and getting comfortable with Highland and taking care of some things in preparation for them to become Highland students next year.
And a great way for some of them as well to meet some new classmates they'll see next year.
Yeah, they do. They're all up in the bleachers hanging out together. I think a lot of them know each other from the biddie ball that we do, or the little kids volleyball and the baseball and softball programs that we have. But yeah, it is a great way to connect with new potential best friends as they get ready to transition out to Highland.
Well, just a few other things coming up you wanted to touch on as well, your spring programs at Berlin.
Yeah, music. After we get back from spring break, this year we will do it a little bit before spring break, but our first grade kindergarten programs, musical programs that Mrs. Rierich does with the kids, and then we have music in our schools month, and then as we transition closer to the end of the school year, our fourth grade students, fifth grade choir, fifth grade band, sixth grade choir, and sixth grade band all come together at Highland and perform. So lots of great musical opportunities for the community to see and our students to perform. So we look forward to that. And then, as always, we have our testing time coming up that our teachers do a great job preparing students, and students do a great job giving it their all when they're taking those tests.
Well, Darren, always great to catch up with you. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy it.
That is Berlin Principal Darren Blocklinger on the East Holmes School Report.